Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church on the first Sunday of November. That calendar just keeps moving on by. So welcome to our time of worship. Share with you a few announcements. They're shared in the bulletin. There is a potluck following this time of worship down in the parish hall. Whether you brought food or not, you are more than welcome to come. I will try to keep the sermon short because I've already been told by Dave Walker that he's hungry. There we go. Next Sunday is the Veterans Breakfast, so if you are a veteran or part of the family, you can sign up for that. And then the JYF has the poinsettia sale this week, or starting this season. That will begin on Thursday. I assume they're going to get all their instructions at JYF on Wednesday evening, so be looking for a JYF youth, or you can find that information to contact the church office. It is a new month, so our mission of month has changed to our annual collection for Christmas cheer. Information is also in the bulletin, and Lily Radebaugh, who is the chairperson of Christmas cheer in Fulton County, will be with us next Sunday to share more about that. With that said, let us prepare for our time of worship as we listen to the call to worship, or share in the call to worship, with our praise team.
How firm a foundation, you saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled? Fear not, he is with us, so be not dismayed, for he is our God, our sustainer and strength. He'll be our defender and cause us to stand, upheld by his merciful almighty hand. How firm our foundation, how sure our salvation, and we will not be shaken. Jesus, firm foundation. Soul that is trusting in Jesus as Lord will press on, enduring the darkest of storm. And though even hell should endeavor to shake, he'll never, no, never, no, never forsake.
Opening scripture comes from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. It flows right into the third letter from Revelation chapter 2 that we'll look at later. So 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. Please join me in prayer. Lord God, Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father, we have come here to worship you. We thank you for your love, we thank you for your grace, and we pray that our hearts and our minds will just be filled with your praise this morning as we think about how you have affected our lives and how you will affect our lives, that we would give you all the praise and the glory for the good deed and the good words that we're able to do in your name. In Christ we pray, amen.
From Psalm 103, 1 and 2, let all that I am praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name. And the scripture is repeated again. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. Also Psalm 156, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our first song is about rejoicing and being glad, for today is the day that the Lord has made. Our second song is a new one that's a little upbeat, and it's entitled Praise. So please rise as you're able, and let us sing and praise the Lord together.
My hands to yours, believing there's so much.
trusting in what you say. Today is the day.
Peace of Christ with one another.
Would the children come forward, please? How's everybody? Good. Are you ready for some jokes? What is a scarecrow's favorite fruit? Strawberries. Why did the apple cry?
Because it was wet.
Well, that would be a reason to cry, but it cried because it got its peelings hurt. You got one more. You want it? What is a turkey's favorite dessert?
Turkey.
Well, I don't think he'd want to eat turkey for dessert. He wouldn't want to get eaten. But he wants peach cobbler.
I have a joke.
All right, well, we're going to get started here. You know what? Everybody, whether we're Christians and have Jesus in our hearts or not, we get tempted. We get tempted to sometimes maybe do things we're not supposed to do. Sometimes people think Christians should be perfect. We're not perfect, are we? We still kind of do some wrong things. Well, I'm going to pour this water in this glass, okay? And set it right down here. Yeah, there is something there. I'm going to use that. Okay? But we're going to pretend like the middle of this glass of water is like Jesus. Having Jesus in our hearts, there's Jesus. The outside here is sin. Wow. Did you overhear early church or something? This is sin, and we get tempted by Satan and sin to sometimes do things we shouldn't do. What do you maybe get tempted to do that maybe isn't such a good idea?
Hit.
Hit? That's not a good idea.
Punch and kick.
Not good ideas. Maybe not make your bed when you're supposed to make your bed, or clean your room, or do your chores.
Or smack.
And yeah, yep, not a good idea. Okay? All right. This little cork is going to be like you. I'm going to put it right there in the middle. And we want to stay in the middle because it's like who in the middle?
Jesus.
And we want to stay close to Jesus. We don't want to go to the outside where there's sin. So I'm going to put it in there. Okay. Oh, where'd it go right away? Yeah, it's touching the side. Okay, well, let's just move it back because maybe that was just an accident. If I can get a hold of it. There we go. Where'd it go again?
Sin. Because the person, like, it sins sometimes when it's...
Yeah, it, like, got tempted to go out and do this and sinful thing. Oh, there it went again.
Like the river.
And that's just how... We are
that's
sometimes. We get very, very tempted and by things we shouldn't.
That's like a river because it flows.
It down. Flows, yep. Okay. Well, we want to have Jesus' hope in us. Hope that we... Can you want to take it off? There you go. Okay. That we have hope in Jesus that by staying close to him... We can try to avoid sin and stay away from it as much as possible, okay? But as soon as we're tempted to do something we shouldn't, if we can just pray to Jesus to stop us, help me stop, help me not to do it, we have that hope. Well, I'm going to put more hope in here from Jesus, overflowing hope, okay? All right, now... I'm going to put the cork, or us, in the middle again, and let's see if it changes at all. What's happening?
It's staying in the middle.
It's staying in the middle. Because if we can stay close to Jesus, we can try to avoid sin as much as possible.
Because it went to the side because there's not enough water. And so when you
don't ruin my experiment, okay? Wow. Okay, so I want you to think about that. When you're sometimes tempted to do something that you shouldn't, to try to pray to Jesus and try to avoid that sin, okay?
It's still in the middle.
It's still in the middle. Okay, let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being in our heart. Thank you for your hope and your presence to keep us close to you. Help us to do the things you would want us to do. Amen.
Okay.
Okay, well, you can tell it to somebody sitting behind you. Okay? All right. So you guys are free to go. Okay, thank you.
I'm just hoping Ryan remembers the joke to tell me after worship. So let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Lord God, may we continue to be amazed by your faithfulness. May we continue to be amazed by the love that you pour out upon us. The love of Jesus that keeps us centered and focused on you. We thank you for the revelation of your holy word, and we pray that it truly is a roadmap through our life, that we would stay on that straight and narrow path that Jesus directs us to, staying away from the secular world and the desires that are lifted up in this world. Lord, may our hope, may our security, may our peace rest in you and you alone. Lord God, we bow before you on this day, thanking you for the gift of life and the gift of love, thanking you for the promise and the hope of salvation. And we come as part of a nation where there is an election this week. And while many have voted early and still others are yet to vote on Tuesday, Lord, we pray for the results that will glorify you. We each, as an adult, have our own vote, our own thoughts. May they be directed by you, by your Holy Spirit. And as Paul's letter to the Romans, he writes that every government is established by you. And whether it's what we want, Lord, may you direct for the future. Lord, may we just honor you, not only in a time of election, but in every moment of our lives, that our testimony, our words, and our deeds would glorify you and would bring others to know you, to want to know you. We thank you for the ways that you move amongst us. And in our times of worship, may we praise you for that movement, for the blessing of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for those on our list of concerns. Many of them have been on our list for weeks and months. Lord, may they know of your presence. May they know of your strength. May they know of your healing powers, physically and emotionally and spiritually. Lord, may they know your peace. And gather together this morning, hear us as we pray the way Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, to forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you. told us a story about a man sowing seeds. Just where he threw them determined what they would bring. What you've done will be made known, will be made known. Harvest time in the country. It's time to reap what you've sown. You've heard the story. Which way will you? You will reap what you've sown when judgment comes. What you've done will be made known. Harvest time in the country.
Time to reap what you've sown.
You've heard the story.
Which way will you go?
Which way will you go? Which way will you go?